Very well. Good evening, folks.
Firstly, we'll get into the programming highlights. What's the latest there?
Well, first up, there's a series called Cobra on Foxtel, BBC First, tonight at 8:30. In its gripping six-part British thriller, a national emergency caused by a solar storm hitting the country and causing a total power blackout threatens to shut down the economy and cause civil unrest. Not great news for the recently elected Prime Minister, played by Robert Carlyle. A Cobra, which is Cabinet Office Briefing Room A Committee, is forced to deal with the disastrous situation. But is this a chance for the opposition to bring down the PM? How's that for a storyline? Sound familiar at all?
Possibly.
Also, State of Origin, Channel 9, tomorrow night, Victoria, 7 p.m. live on Channel 9. And also point out there's a women's State of Origin this Friday night on 9GEM. And finally, Britain's Got Talent. This week, two more semi-finals will air over two nights, Wednesday and Thursday night at 8:30 on 7.
As a State of Origin fan, as an NRL fan, I've got to say go Queensland, even though we live in Victoria. Most Victorians go for Queensland, I think, when it comes to the world of NRL, especially with State of Origin. Well, speaking of sport, big news coming out of Rugby Union yesterday.
Yes, Nine and Stan yesterday announced that Stan will launch its live streaming capability in 2021 through a brand new partnership with Rugby Australia that will see rights for all games come to Stan, making it the home of rugby in Australia. So next month, it's goodbye to Foxtel and Channel 10. This landmark partnership will combine the power of Stan and Channel 9 to bring live sport to Australians everywhere across multiple platforms. The partnership, which kicks off in 2021, will see Super Rugby, Super W, the Rugby Championship, including the Bledisloe Cup, Wallaroos Games, Shoot Shield, Hospital Cup, Mitre 10 and Curry Cup, plus Sansar Union, with home games live and ad-free on Stan. Rugby fans will also be able to relive the greatest moments of Australian rugby with access to an extensive library of games available on Stan. Now, as part of the partnership, Nine has committed to broadcast Wallabies test matches played in Australia and New Zealand, plus a selection of live Super Rugby matches across the season. Nine will also bring the live sport expertise of the Wide World of Sports team to the partnership. So, Rugby Union's new home is Stan and Nine, but I bet you're going to ask how much this might cost you if rugby is mainly on a streaming platform.
Well, actually, you did preempt my question. So, for the benefit of those listening in the car or at home, Aaron, how much is it going to cost?
Well, the simple answer is we don't know yet. But Nine also did announce the launch of Stan Sport, a live and on-demand premium sport package to be offered as a bundle to Stan's streaming customers, with the initial content through 2021 stemming from Nine's new partnership with Rugby Australia. So with the mention of bundle, I can only assume that means there will be an add-on for the sport. Currently, Stan has the basic $10 package, the $14 standard package, and the $19 premium package. Whether that means Stan will add on the sports to, say, the $19 package, or whether there would be another increment to a sports package is unknown. Now, I thought anything over $19 would start getting a little bit pricey. Mm. However, I did jump online to have a look at Kayo, and their basic package is $25 a month, and its premium is $35. So even if Stan offered a $25, say, sports premium package, it would still only be equivalent to the cheapest Kayo package. And just as a price equivalent, the highest subscription with Netflix is $19.99 a month.
Still trying to work out the maths on that. It'll probably work out cheaper somewhere along the line if you had, you know, if you had Foxtel or something like that, you know, going with these streaming services. But at the end of that as well, you've also got to have reliable internet if you're going to be streaming.
Oh, absolutely. But surely I'd be expecting a much higher uptake in subscription for rugby in New South Wales and Queensland compared to, say, Victoria and South Australia. So interesting to see how it goes. Are you up for the, say, a round about a $20 a month package of Stan Premium Sport?
Yeah, why not? Why not? It only means that I can't have four cups of coffee during the month. Oh, geez. Aaron Ryan from TV Black Box joins us this evening on the home stretch. 10 Shake is under another program review. This is about, what, you know, 10 in 10 days or something?
Yeah, Channel 10's, you know, decision to broadcast this new multi-channel in the form of 10 Shake has backfired, with the struggling channel failing to lift past a 0.4 weekly average and only topping NITV in the ratings. Yes, that does mean that the double amount of people watch SBS Food than they do 10 Shake. You know, with that comparison, it is interesting. Yeah. 10 is overhauling the schedule for the third time since launch with a throw it at the wall and see if it sticks approach. Tosh.0 is out of the lineup effective immediately, despite being played late night and only having a couple of weeks left of episodes of the season to play. Teen Mum, which was due to move to season 3 last night, but 10 is holding off that to in favour of repeats of Total Wipeout UK. Drunk History US has been pulled from the schedule. That's out. Just Chatted With Us was pulled out of the schedule last night, but that might have been just because of the Europe Music Awards, we'll see. Repeats of The Cleveland Show have been yanked from the schedule as well. 10 Shake will fill the gap with more 2002 episodes of South Park, which will air on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays. And just to note, most of 10 Shake programming is played out of order, including Lip Sync Battle, Ridiculousness, Just Chatted With Us and Drunk History. Many episodes are from years and years and years ago, and the schedule's already gone through a refresh. So this is 10 Shake 3.0 in 6 weeks.
And just finally, Aaron Wright from TV Black Box joins us. You can find out all the details at tvblackbox.com.au. Aaron, Addicted Australia, a new series coming on SBS.
Yeah, in a bold and inspiring new documentary series made by Blackfella Films, SBS puts the spotlight on Australia's addiction crisis in the most powerful and deeply personal way. Addicted Australia provides extraordinary access to 10 Australians and their families as they battle addiction. Signed up to a unique 6-month treatment program, the 4-part documentary series follows their heart-wrenching journey from despair to hope and possibly recovery. The series lays bare the challenges faced by families and their loved ones who are searching for a different life. Participants are each dealing with different types of addictions and are all at different starting points in their journey. So drugs, alcohol and gambling are all discussed. We see them in their everyday environments and witness firsthand reality of the recovery journey, the highs and the lows. So the 4-part series Addicted Australians premieres on SBS at 8:30 tonight.
Aaron, really do appreciate your time. As always, you can find out all the details of what's happening in the world of television at tvblackbox.com.au. Let's do it all again next Tuesday night.
Thank you very much.